Good morning and welcome to the Builders Briefing for March 25th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed show. A major supply chain attack hitting one of the most popular AI libraries out there. GPT-5.4, solving open math problems, Kubernetes getting first-class agent sandboxing, and more.
Yeah, it's one of those days where the security story alone is worth stopping everything to pay attention to. Let's get into it.
So, the big story today, Lite LLM, the Python proxy that basically lets you swap between OpenAI, Anthropic, Gemini, and dozens of other LLM APIs with a single interface, was hit with a supply chain attack. A malicious payload was injected into the package. The GitHub issue blew up over 650 points and 256 comments on Hacker News.
This one's scary because Lite LLM isn't some random library. It's literally sitting in the critical path of thousands of AI products. Teams use it as their LLM gateway in production. If you did a fresh pip install in the affected window, you could be compromised right now.
Exactly. And the immediate advice is straightforward. Pim your Lite LLM version, check your lock files, verify package hashes. If you're running it in production, go audit your deployment logs for any unexpected outbound network calls.
Right, and what's wild is the Python packaging ecosystem still doesn't enforce signatures by default. We treat these AI middleware packages like they're casual dev tools, but they're load-bearing infrastructure now. You should be treating a compromised LLM proxy the same way you treat a compromised auth library.
100%. Use pip audit, enforce hash checking mode, consider vendoring critical dependencies. Attackers are watching GitHub trending. They know what's popular in the AI ecosystem, and they're targeting it. All right, shifting gears to AI news. The big headline, Epoch confirmed that GPT 5.4 Pro solved an open problem in frontier math. Specifically, a Ramsey hypergraph problem that had not been solved by humans before.
That's a genuine milestone. We've gone from LLMs are bad at math to they're solving open research problems. If you're building anything that chains LLM reasoning for formal verification or mathematical tasks, the frontier just moved. Start benchmarking your hardest problems against the latest models instead of assuming they'll fail.
There's also this cool project called Otter Research. A developer fed an old shelved research idea into an automated pipeline and got meaningful results back. Literature review, related work, even draft experiment designs. The activation energy for revisiting old ideas just dropped to basically zero.
I love that. Everyone's got that folder of someday hypotheses collecting dust. Now you can just throw them at an AI pipeline and see what comes back. That's a real shift in how research gets done.
And one more I want to flag. Gemini now does native video embeddings, and someone already built sub-second video search on top of it. No more frame extraction pipelines. You can index video semantically as a primitive.
That's interesting, because it collapses what used to be a whole janky pipeline. Extract frames, run them through clip, build an index into just one API call. If you're building media search or content moderation, that's a massive simplification.
Okay, developer tools. Two things stood out to me. First, Kubernetes now has an official agent sandbox, Kubernetes SIGs / agent sandbox, giving you first-class primitives for running isolated, stateful AI agent workloads.
Finally, so many teams have been hacking together pod isolation for agents with duct tape and prayers. Having an official path with proper lifecycle management for singleton agent workloads, that's a sign the ecosystem is maturing from make agents work to make agents production grade.
And Mozilla launched CQ. Think of it as Stack Overflow, but designed specifically for AI coding agents to query when they get stuck. It's infrastructure for reducing hallucination loops. Agents look up known solutions instead of guessing.
That pairs really nicely with the K8 sandbox story. You've got isolation on one side, knowledge retrieval on the other. Those are the two pillars of making agents actually reliable in production.
Also, there's a fascinating deep dive making the rounds about how finding all regex matches is actually O of N squared in practice across most engines. and basically, nobody has fixed it.
Wait, seriously? So if you're doing large-scale text processing and wondering why it's slow, you might be hitting a quadratic performance cliff and not even know it. That's the kind of thing that's been silently burning CPU cycles everywhere. Link in the briefing for that one.
Quick security roundup. The Resolve hack is a jaw-dropper. One single compromised private key led to $23 million being minted in the Resolve protocol.
One key. $23 million. And this isn't just a crypto lesson. If you're building anything with privileged signing keys, this is a case study in why key management architecture matters way more than key strength. Doesn't matter how long your key is if one compromise gives someone the printing press.
And NIST dropped their updated 2026 Secure DNS Deployment Guide if you're managing infrastructure. Good reference for DNSSEC, DNS over HTTPS, DNS over TLS configurations.
Quick hits
before we wrap. There's a Linux distro that installs itself via curl pipe to dev SDA, which is either brilliant or terrifying depending on your perspective.
I physically winced reading that. That's a choice.
Also, RipRep benchmarks from 2016 resurfaced. Still faster than everything for code search. And there's Dune 3D, an open source parametric 3D CAD app gaining traction. Wince for all of those in the briefing. All right, takeaway for the week. The Light LLM compromise is your wake-up call. AI middleware is critical infrastructure now, and the Python packaging ecosystem hasn't caught up on security. PIM versions, verify hashes, audit your dependency tree this week, and zoom out. Kubernetes getting agent sandboxes, Mozilla building knowledge bases for agents. The industry is moving past prompt engineering into real production tooling for agents.
If you're building agent infrastructure, the message is clear. Focus on isolation and knowledge retrieval. The prompting part is almost table stakes at this point. The hard problems are deployment, security, and reliability.
That's the briefing for March 25th, 2026. Go check your Light LLM installs, bookmark those Claude Code cheat sheets, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Stay safe out there, builders. Catch you next time.